prominent Syrian opposition figure has called for direct talks with the Syrian government to end the crisis in the country. Ahmad Mazal Khatib, the former head of the so-called opposition National Coalition, said that President Bashar al-Assad can stay in power for a limited period, but that he should resign in a specified time. He said that it is in the Syrian people's interest to hold talks and find a political solution to the crisis. Khatib remains an influential opposition figure, even though he resigned as coalition chief in 2013. The Syrian opposition earlier this year held talks with the Syrian government, but the negotiations collapsed as the opposition insisted on demanding Assad's resignation. Death toll of nearly 4 years of conflict in Syria is now beyond 200,000. That's according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The UK-based monitoring group says the 202,000 people have been killed since March 2011. It says 63,000 of the fatalities are civilians, among them over 10,000 children. 22,000 of the dead are said to be militants who were not Syrian. The opposition source added that the death toll is probably much higher, since the deaths in some remote areas have not been reported. Lebanese security officials say that they have captured one of the wives and a son of the ISIL terror group's leader, Ibrahim al-Samarai, also known as Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. They were reportedly arrested at a border crossing with Syria. Our Beirut correspondent, Ali Risk, gives us an update.
Yes, one of Abu Bakr Baghdadi's wives was detained by the Lebanese army. This was announced today, but the actual arrest took place around 10 days ago, according to the latest information. This is Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's third wife, as we know, and it took place on one of the border crossings, from what we heard, in the northern Lebanese area, on a border crossing with Syria, in coordination with one particular foreign intelligence service, which has not been uncovered as of yet. So it was not a 100% Lebanese operation. There was some foreign intelligence which was also involved in assisting the Lebanese army. Of course, this is considered to be a significant catch by the army, might lead to a lot of information and further intelligence, which could lead to, for example, pinpointing the whereabouts of some of Baghdadi's close associates. In general, it's a very important achievement in the war of intelligence against this group, because from what we hear, for example, in this current war being waged against ISIL, is that intelligence is something which is not very much one of the strong points of those who are fighting ISIL, particularly the US-led coalition.